Next up, we've got Owl doing Strange Walking Man by Mandrake Paddle Steamer for Tim Hinkle.
There was a strange walking man, leaving footsteps on my lawn. He cried, I can't understand. My lover just before the dawn, from the valleys of dreams. By her leaving, I was drawn. In my sorrow, it seems that I'm too blind to see the dawn.
And I had not heard of these guys, obviously, because this is some obscure Brit psych rock from like 1969.
Yeah, I think like even the posting on it, the link that they had to it was from a compilation album of obscure 60s music.
Yeah.
So just way off of anybody's radar, essentially.
Yeah, I think this was one of the few that was not on Spotify when I tried to compile the mega playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, and this makes sense because I know Tim Hinkle loves him some 60s psych rock. So
he really leaned into that in his selections here. There's no wrong way to look at it, but a number of people did a big range between the different selections, and he really zeroed in on this sound. Like, there's a very psychedelic Stones song, and I don't remember what the others were, but I think they were either all or like three of the four of them were very much in this 60s psychedelic vein.
Yeah, there's a Moody Blues song, and then
right.
A Eurythmics song that I'm not actually familiar with, now that I look at it.
Owl does a really good job covering this. I mean, she gets the sort of 60s sound with that electric organ, and maybe there's a harpsichord in there I couldn't quite hear. Her vocals are exquisite, as usual. I love the addition of the theremin, which adds like a spooky sci-fi feel that blends in perfectly with the rest of the song. I also really loved the instrumental breakdown at the end. And yeah, I was impressed. I would have been leery of covering the song just because it's hard to get that sound. But I thought Owl did an excellent job.
Yeah, I thought the original sounds very Beatles wannabe, but it's really good and it's really appealing. And Owl's version of this, I thought it's fantastic. You know, you mentioned the theremin. I think that she included that to sort of replace the slide guitar that is in the original. I like that Owl used the arpeggiator too. I thought that was a nice addition. And I thought she improved the drum line a lot. And, you know, her vocal performance is always wonderful. And I thought this song has more energy than the original. I just kind of enjoy this more than the original, which again is a kind of recurring theme with a lot of the songs here. But I think she did a great job.
The original song has a fade out and then sort of an orchestral coda at the end, if I'm remembering correctly. But it's like very obviously like two different recording sessions, because the one it's like, oh, we're fading out the song. Oh, no, wait, here's something else. And this is just a weird, very specific, like grumpy thing about me. But I like to imagine that the song as a whole could have been recorded by a group of people all sitting in a room together playing at the same time. So when you do something like that, it takes me out of it. It's a very minor complaint, but it's something that Owl did something different there. I think she did change the tempo, and there was definitely a switch up at the end, but obviously, since shockingly Owl doesn't have access to a symphony orchestra right now, because nobody can play together. I mean, you know, it's right now, what can you do? I'm sure in a normal situation, Owl would have contacted the Madison Symphony Orchestra and gotten them to do the coda, but it was cool what she did. She did keep that kind of 60s psychedelic feel, but she did make it her own as well. I think she mentioned in the forums that her husband or partner said that it was too dense, that the mix was too dense when he was listening to it. I didn't get that. I thought it was good. I thought it sounded great. Predictably, her vocals are wonderful.
Yeah, so predictable. Excellent vocals. There goes again with her amazing vocals.
I want her to shake things up and just do like a terrible take. And it's like, yep, that's the one. All right. I do love the one time, and I'm allowed to rag on her because she beat me by 1 point. This is whichever one ever again. And and when like everybody on the boards was like, you know, Owl, your vocals are great, but you don't have that low note. That's nope, you're not pulling that off. And I think she was on your podcast, wasn't she? And she was like, yeah, I was really confident about these vocals. And then I saw all the comments. So I only bring that up because obviously Owl is extremely talented, and I think she can handle a little fun poking. Yeah. If not, sorry. If I've ruined your day, sorry, Owl. You are always welcome to insult any aspect of my
We can talk shit about Owl because, spoiler alert, I'm going to gush over another one of her songs a little bit later.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And if she needs some, you know, reassurance or to boost her ego, then she can just go to her win count with Owl sounds.
or cry into her Nurein victory or recent EP or yeah. recent album. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, Micah said something vague about me on the podcast. I'm crushed.
It was very specific. You ain't got that low note.
Ain't got that low note.
All right.